Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring pairs of songs that were recorded and released 20 years apart. This half hour, we'll hear from Barrett Strong, Diana Ross, Martha and the Vandellas, Bruce Willis, The Temptations, Rockwell, Marvin Gaye, and DeBarge. That's all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Tom Fallon. listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Martha Vandellas, that was Jimmy Mac. They reached number 10 from 1967. Before that, a number 5 tune from 1980, Diana Ross, well on her own at this time with I'm Coming Out. And we started with Money, That's What I Want by Barrett Strong, number 23 from 1960. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring pairs of songs that were recorded and released 20 years apart and reached U.S. Billboard status. Well, coming up, we heard from Martha and the Vandellas from 1967. We'll turn the clock forward 20 years to 1987 and a number 5 tune from Bruce Willis, the actor, called Respect Yourself. Well, Bruce was born March 19, 1955, and of course, he's a popular film actor and singer. Well, Bruce embarked on a musical career in the late 1980s, and suffice it to say, it never took off as well as he wanted it to. He was also in a band called Bruce Willis and the Accelerators. Well, Bruce was born in Germany, and he was the son of a German-born mother, Marlene, who worked in a bank, and his father, David Willis, was an American soldier. Willis was the oldest of four children, and after being discharged from the military in 1957, Bruce's father took his family to New Jersey, where he worked as a welder and factory worker. His parents separated in 1971, and Bruce was an outgoing youngster, although he grew up with a stutter. Bruce attended a high school in his hometown, and he found it easy to express himself on stage, and he lost his stutter in the process. Well, here is Bruce and a great rendition of Respect Yourself, right here on Motown Memories.
Just treat out the way you let the gentleman do it.
plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Thank you.
Rockwell with Somebody's Watching Me, number two from 1984. Well, Rockwell was really Kennedy Gordy, one of the sons of Motown's founder Berry Gordy. Before that, 20 years earlier, The Temptations with the number 11 tune, The Way You Do the Things You Do. And we started with Bruce Willis with Respect Yourself, number 5 from 1987. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring for this hour pairs of songs that were recorded and released 20 years apart and reached the U.S. Billboard status. Well, coming up, a great song from 1965 by Marvin Gaye, Ain't That Peculiar. This song was produced by Smokey Robinson, and it was written by Smokey and fellow Miracles members Ronna White, Peta Moore, and Marv Tarpin. The song features Marvin with a backup group at Motown called the Adantes, singing about the torment of a painful relationship. The single was Marvin's second U.S. million seller, successfully duplicating its predecessor called I'll Be Doggone from earlier in 1965. Ain't That Peculiar was one of Marvin's best-known solo hit songs in the 1960s before the number one song I Heard Through the Grapevine. While Ain't That Peculiar was later covered by several acts, including a group called Japan on their 1980 album, The Jackson 5, Kiss, Ellie Greenwich, John Waite, a group called Nantucket, Seaside Johnny, and New Grass Revival. Well, let's listen to Marvin Gaye's version, Ain't That Peculiar, right here on Motown Memories.
Honey, you do me wrong, but still I'm crazy about you. Stay away too long and I can't do without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. But each hurt makes my love stronger than before. I know flowers grow from rain, but how can love grow from pain? Love lasts longer. Why do lies make my love stronger? Until you do everything they say. But unlike a child, my tears don't help me to get my way. I know love can last 2 years, but how can love last 2 tears? Ain't that peculiar, baby?
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy, it's time to get out, step out into the street where all of the action is right there at your feet. Well, I know a place where we can dance the whole night away underneath the electric stars. Just come with me and we can shake your blues right away. You'll be doing fine once the music starts.
Well, this is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We've reached the end of the first half hour. We've been featuring songs that were recorded and released 20 years apart in pairs. Well, coming up, we'll pick it up from 1963 and a great song from Mary Wells. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.